Welcome to the Frontline Herbalism Podcast with your host, Nicole Rose, from the Solidarity Apothecary. This is your place for all things plants and liberation. Let's get started. Hello, welcome back to the Frontline Herbalism Podcast. I hope the sound quality is okay. My microphone is just randomly not working. I'm in the car park, as usual. And yeah, I don't know if it's the USB ports on my laptop or the mic. Anyway, I'm sorry. Like, I'm a bit of a sound nerd and I hate it when podcasts have terrible sound quality because it just really affects like accessibility stuff around listening and things like that. So apologies if this isn't as good quality as usual. But I'm just here for a brief moment to tell you that the Herbalism PTSD and Traumatic Stress course is open for enrollment as we speak. Hopefully you've heard me talk about it already, like either on this podcast or on the old Instagram or my newsletter. But in case you haven't come across it, I'm going to talk about it briefly. And the other thing I wanted to say is that the t-shirts for the Mobile Herbal Clinic Calais, today is the last day to order. Sales have absolutely tanked. I literally want to cry because this project means fucking everything to me and it's normally super successful. So maybe today we can turn the sales around and fundraise to keep the clinic going. Yeah, the designs are fucking gorgeous as always. There's two awesome designs to choose from. There's tea towels and patches as well as t-shirts. But yeah, please, please, please order one if you can, if you've got some spare change. If you don't, just share it around everywhere. Would really, really appreciate it. Okay. All right. So yeah, about the course. I have recorded several different podcasts about the course in the past, so I'll put links to those in the show notes and you can listen a bit more deeply if you're curious about it. So yeah, basically the course is like my kind of like main body of work, I would say, in terms of herbal teaching. So there's like 8 different modules and we go from kind of like patterns to details. So we look at like what is trauma like in terms of its political context, like, is there a thing called PTSD? Like, does the diagnosis stuff make sense? Like, how do humans express distress? How is this fucking different depending on, you know, where you're living in the world and if you're going through a fucking genocide or not? You know, like, how do, yeah, just like all the things around kind of like the politics of trauma and linking to like loads of different practitioners and teachers and writers and people who've been talking about this stuff for a really long time. Like, there's a very comprehensive resource library with the course, and the course is kind of like, you know, like I'm just sharing these different perspectives basically around what is trauma and the politics of trauma. And I think that's really, really important for anyone who has gone through a kind of life-changing, distressing experience, which I think is most humans, just to kind of like place that for yourself in a different framework that doesn't pathologize you, like there's something wrong with you, but actually, you know, there's all sorts of ways that the body expresses distress. So then we go like hard on the geeky stuff. We look at nervous system physiology. We go into the science around the adrenals, around nerve cells, around, you know, how the brain communicates with the body, like all of these things. And we look at different nervous system states. Like maybe you've heard people talk about like fight or flight or safe and social or freeze, like looking at what these mean, like kind of what they look like in practice in our lives. And then from that understanding, we can start to work with plants to help us shift our own states. So we can work with nervines, which are herbs with an affinity for the nervous system. So the course goes into 32 different plants in a lot of depth, and I share a lot about how I've worked with them in my own body, in my own clinical practice, in various herbal projects. Like, it's very, like someone described it as like embodied knowledge, and I think that's probably the difference compared to lots of other things like books where you're just reading this fucking list of like plant actions. Like here I'm really talking about, you know, oh, I think this herb helps with this, this and this. And, you know, in my experience, blah, 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 blah. And if someone has gone through this, then blah, 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 blah. And yeah, like for a lot of people, well, I think for all humans, like that kind of storytelling dynamic is like very powerful. But I also like go quite hard on the science in terms of like referencing
any like clinical trials, to be fair, I need to update the course like and do kind of another like literature review for like the last couple of years, because, you know, things are coming out all the time. But, you know, I talk about the limitations of research, but I also like to include it, and I include the original papers so that you can, you know, look at sample sizes and all that shit yourself. So I look at like nerve tonics and relaxant nervines and stimulating nervines and sedative nervines. So all these different categories of plants that can help shift the nervous system and support you to feel differently. And if you're completely new to herbalism, then the course is fucking awesome. I talk about this kind of plant ally practice and how to begin building relationships with plants. And then there's like a whole section on medicine making, and loads of people have like actually gone on to make medicine. Like they haven't got overwhelmed and intimidated. Like my instructions are like very, very, very simple. I've got a fucking Gemini ascendant. Do you know what I mean? I love explaining shit and I love trying to make it accessible to people. So like, yeah, like I think, yeah, it will help you actually put this stuff into practice, if that makes sense. And then if you are already like kind of like hard in there with the herbalism, there's a whole section around, you know, what does like, you know, what does kind of developing your herbal journey look like? Like, what does reciprocity with plants look like? You know, starting projects, finding your people, all of this kind of thing. So wherever you are in your herbal journey, I think the course offers a lot of value. And there's also a section about collective responses to traumatic stress. So how together in groups, collectives, movements, like families, like all the things, like how do we address trauma and the root causes of trauma? Because, you know, I can't fucking like go into this stuff without talking about that, because it's all very interconnected. But so it's completely self-paced. You can work through it like in your own timeline. You know, it might not be, you might not have time and space to look at it now, but you might have more time in the summer, for example. And if you enroll now, then you can just log in at a later date. I have like an automated thing on my website, so it emails you every 8 weeks with like a gentle reminder with like how to access your login details, for people that like struggle with that accountability of like enrolling in an online course and never completing it. I would never do that. I'm just joking. I think, you know, it's designed to be as accessible as possible. Some people work through it in just like a bang linear way, like lesson by lesson. And other people like to like skip around of kind of like, you know, they're interested in Hawthorn, so they watch the Hawthorn video, or they're struggling with their sleep, so they watch their sleep video, or, you know, they've got a friend who's really going through it like trauma wise, so they watch one of the nervous system states videos. You know, like you can bounce around basically and practice what I think is known as like just in time learning, of like you go to the thing that's like most relevant for you in that moment. That's personally how I learn. Like I'll have a client and they'll have a certain health issue, and I'll be like, right, I'm gonna just go on a deep dive into researching that. And that for me just makes it like tangible and practical and, you know, like important in that moment. And I think in a world of like shitloads of information, that's really, really valuable. So yeah, it's kind of like a big resource library that you can dip in and out of. And I think a lot of people studying herbalism, because you can go in so many fucking ways, right? You can go plant chemistry, you can go horticulture and gardening, you can go health, you can go nutrition, you can go foraging. But like some people just really, really, really value that structure. And like, I don't want to blow my own trumpet, but like, I think I'm pretty good at like structuring information, making it accessible, putting it together in this like super organized, accessible way. And that's the feedback I've had from shitloads of learners, is like, it is really accessible. You know, I've even got fucking memes in the lessons. So like, I try and make things funny. And, you know, I can hear all my exes like rolling their eyes of like, Nicole, you're not funny. Anyway, but I'm just saying, like, it's very different, I think, to lots of things on the old internet. So anyway, it is open for enrollment as we speak. Most importantly, is no one turned away for lack of funds. So you can access the course with a code that takes the price down to zero, and you can access it for free, or you can put in whatever donation you can afford. You can set up a monthly donation option where you put in £3 a month. Or, you know, you can also pay the full whack, but do it on like a payment plan, just like £10 a month or something. Yeah, it's, you know, it's designed to be financially accessible for folks. And the good fucking news is that it sustains the Solidarity Apothecary. So, like, this is what pays for the postage of the books to prisoners or my herbal care packages that go to people experiencing state repression and prisoner families. You know, it funds loads of medicine making for Calais. It funds, like, people obviously being able to access this course for free who need it. It funds, at the moment, the Black Flag Herbal Clinics. We haven't started doing, like, our autonomous fundraising yet. So I'm able to support people, like, one-to-one through that. So basically your contribution keeps all of that fucking solidarity infrastructure alive, and that's like really, really, yeah, really fucking important. And anyway, okay, I'm gonna stop ranting and raving. Please check the course out, please check the merch out. I'm gonna be back with an episode all about nerve tonics very soon, and yeah, please fucking share it as well. I really, really appreciate any shares. Okay, all right, stop now. But yeah, please check it out. Okay, thanks.
Thanks so much for listening to the Frontline Herbalism podcast. You can find the transcript, the links, all the resources from the show at solidarityapothecary.org/podcast.